food sure is exciting and looks like I'd just like to pig out. It can also be temptation like, you know, that person is such a jerk, I don't want to warn him. Or it could be something like, I don't want to embarrass myself by declaring the truth in this situation. I guess that's the same as the last one. But, you know, it could be something just, you're thrown in prison for righteousness' sake. It could be all kinds of testings. You know, it could just be, hard times you go through. Okay? Just stuff that's just, you know, hard times. It's a testing. And it can feel hard. You know, it can be distressing. Even though you have this lively hope, you know, it's funny because as I'm going through this really exciting time of the Spirit, I'm also going through this really difficult time financially. But God's given me this knowledge that really it doesn't distress me. So I'm thankful for that. Though sometimes, hey, you know, there were times though when that wasn't so. When it really would get to me. You know, when the troubles were just, oh man, it was just overwhelming because so many other things in my life were wrong. You know, I had so many temptations that were overcoming me and that I was not having victory in. That I just one more thing would just totally really stress me out. And now, because God has delivered me from one thing and delivered me from another, He's taught me this patience in temptations, you know, in testings. And the trying of your faith, as James had said in verse 3 of chapter 1, the trying of your faith works patience. And Peter also makes reference to this trial of your faith. He said, it is much more precious than gold that perisheth. There's something precious about your faith being tried. Why? Because it makes your faith stronger. As he said, James said, it has... Patience has her perfect work that makes you perfect and entire and lacking nothing in the Lord. Enemy in the world, it means you lack nothing in the sense of this. One time in my life I was a drunkard, I was a drug user, you know, but and I prayed for years to be freed from it, and it took like 10 years before it actually happened. But when it happened, I learned a little bit about patience, about how I might have to wait for things. And then other things come, where it's like, I have to wait for it. And then all of a sudden I realize, I'm like, wait a second, if I patiently wait for this in faith, I can be pretty much assured now, because I see the way God is. He delivers on His promises. So I know it's coming. You know, it's like you join the Columbia Record Club. You know, you're going to get that monthly shipment, so to speak. You know the records are coming. You know they're going to send you those things you don't want. But with God, He's going to send you good things that you do want. And sometimes there's temptations that come that you don't want. Now, God doesn't tempt you, but He does send the temptations. He does want you to go through them. Look at it. The trying of your faith is more precious than gold. Sounds like a good thing. But God Himself does not do tempting. You know, we're tempted because of our lust. And part of Him sending the temptation. Again, like I said, He doesn't do tempting, but He does send it. Just like it says, God doesn't deceive. He doesn't lie. Right? God's not a liar. It's impossible for God to lie. But Paul says in 2 Thessalonians, I just want you to understand how this works. Because it's like some people get confused when they hear that. They're like, wait a second. God sends temptations, but He doesn't tempt us? How can that be? That sounds almost illogical. Maybe it is, but it's just a distinction that God makes, okay? He doesn't lie, He doesn't deceive, but it says They perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, and then in verse 11 it says, and for this cause, because they love not the truth, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. God sends delusions. But God doesn't do deluding. Because to delude, you have to deceive. And God is not a deceiver. But he will suffer you to be deceived. But he does say, I, the Lord, have deceived them. But he doesn't lie. How does God deceive? Because he sends lying spirits. Oh, that's... I am tempted to go into the Old Testament. And I'm not going to right now because I don't want to stray too far from the subject at hand. Well, we're talking about the trial of your faith. But in the book of Kings, look it up. The whole host of heaven was gathered on the right hand and the left hand of the Lord. And God had said, who will go up, who will go down for me and deceive Ahab that he might fall at Ramoth Gilead? God wanted to destroy a king. And one spirit said one thing, one spirit said another. And then there came forth an evil spirit and said to him, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. I will deceive him. And the Lord said, go and do it. So that's how he deceives. Though he would not do, he does not himself deceive. Now, to someone who is outside of the faith, or doesn't have the Spirit of God, that obviously is going to seem like, whoa, you know, that's pretty, that won't be satisfying to them. It satisfies me. Because of the knowledge I have in the faith of what God is doing. God is raising sons. And for that purpose, that is the good purpose which he has created the world for. Everything else is secondary. Everything else is going to die. It's more precious than gold which has been tried, you know, purified gold. It might be found. The trial of your faith, it's found unto praise, honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes, you don't want to be ashamed. And I tell you what, if you die in your sins, you will be ashamed when he appears. If you're living in sin when he appears, you're going to be ashamed. We want to obtain the things that God has promised. It's like the parable of the talents. God gives us things. He expects us to profit in them. As Paul said in Timothy, which we studied recently, hey, you know, I want you to profit in godliness. That's great gain. Godliness with contentment. That's profitable.